91X News.
It's 14 degrees and the sun is shining at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Sarah Cook. The city of Belleville may have plans for the vacant Hillcrest Public School property if their bid of $800,000 is approved. Mayor Mitch Panchuk says there has been no decision yet, but there are some options if they get the property.
We're going to go through an extensive community consultation. A big part of our reason to acquire the Hillcrest School was to be able to continue to have some park space or some green space that people can use, a playground or a splash pad. They may want pickleball or tennis courts in the future if we acquire the property. Certainly it'll be some green space, but we also will use it for some housing, and we'll go through the process to determine how best to sell off some lots for housing.
The property is located just east of Kinifton Road and north of College Street East. It's currently owned by Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board. They are expected to announce their decision today or tomorrow. Hillcrest School has been closed since 2017. And Ontario's legislature resumed today after the longest recess in nearly a quarter century, and politicians were on their best behavior. The government has said it wanted to move away from the partisan squabbles and regular standing ovations that were a fixture in the legislature during its first year in power. Government House Leader Paul Calandra says lessons were learned from the recent election.
Look, I think, as I said, on both sides of the House, I think we looked at the tone of the last federal campaign. We heard what people had to say about that. And I think there is an effort on both sides to live up to what Ontarians and broadly what Canadians asked us to do, work together a bit better.
A subdued Premier Doug Ford also used the first new sitting day to call for unity across the province and across Canada. And meanwhile, Ontario's energy minister says the government's anti-carbon tax stickers will stay up on gas pumps across the province because people need the information the decals provide. Greg Rickford says no gas station owners have been fined for failing to display the stickers, and inspectors are currently only issuing warnings.
The sticker campaign will certainly remain. We believe that as a matter of transparency, consumers have the right to know where those cost pressures are. Look, over the course of time, retailers, vendors have not hesitated in many instances to put a pie chart sticker on their gas pumps to let people know where those costs are.
The stickers have been criticized as forced speech by opposition politicians in Ontario's Chamber of Commerce, who have called on the government to stop the program. And more than two dozen young Canadians are facing a month-long ban from Parliament Hill after staging a climate change protest inside the House of Commons this morning. Carolina Krim says it's the first protest she has attended because she thinks more needs to be done to curb greenhouse gas emissions.
Growing up as a youth today, I've been seeing the climate crisis just get worse and worse, and a lot of talk about it, but nothing being done. People promising action and buying pipelines, and that's frankly unacceptable.
The protesters got inside by joining a public tour of Parliament. When the tour took them into the House of Commons, they sat down on the floor, unfurled protest signs, and refused to move. Security removed them within 15 minutes and issued each a trespassing ticket along with a 30-day ban from going back in the building. And in international news, about 10,000 homes and businesses are under mandatory evacuation orders as crews battle a wildfire on the western side of Los Angeles. Jason Nathanson has the story.
Several homes burned in this fire that started in the dead of night.
I could smell the smoke at 1:30. I walked out around 2 o'clock and
You were asleep?
Yeah.
And the smoke woke you up?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Screen door was open. So
James lives right down the street from most of the homes that were destroyed.
I could hear the flames. You could hear them.
He stayed but sent his wife and daughter out.
They got the chickens and the dog and, so we're making eggs.
And as the winds continue, so does the danger. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Los Angeles.
And the Pentagon is giving an update on one of the American forces that took part in Saturday's operation against the Islamic State's leader. Sagar Magani has more.
When he described the raid yesterday, President Trump said dogs chased Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi through a tunnel before he set off a suicide vest.
Our canine, as they call, I call it a dog, a beautiful dog, a talented dog, was injured.
Minutes later,
pray for the dog. It was severely injured.
Senator Lindsey Graham said he wants to know the dog's name.
Protecting the dog's identity.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley and Defense Secretary Mark Esper say everything about the dog is classified, including its breed. But Milley did say not to worry about it.
Slightly wounded and fully recovering.
And already back on duty. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
And Loyalist College held a Halloween-themed event for staff at lunch today to show appreciation for all their hard work. It was also meant to help them connect with one another. The event held from 12 to 1 was put on by the Human Resources team and included a free chili lunch along with a pumpkin decorating contest and a photo booth. Suzanne Lang is the Manager of Talent and Organizational Development at the college.
This is a staff engagement event. Our staff, our professors, our support staff, everyone works very hard, and periodically we have thank you events. And this is a lunch, chili lunch, and some fun activities for our staff, those who are interested in coming.
And for all you ghouls out there, Halloween is this Thursday. That's QNET News on 91X2, 405 Sports is next.
You need to train your employees. Where can you get funding? Where do you start?
Start here. Loyalist Community Employment Services. With the Canada Ontario Job Grant, you could be eligible to receive up to $10,000 per employee to help offset training costs like tuition, textbooks, and more. Call Loyalist Community Employment Services today and ask about the Canada Ontario Job Grant.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada and the Government of Ontario.
Loyalist Community Employment Services, Dundas Street, Belleville, right beside Pinnacle. Start here.
In sports, the Vancouver Canucks look to continue their impressive play when they welcome the Florida Panthers to the Rogers Arena tonight. The Canucks have a 6-1 record over their last 8 games. In tonight's only other NHL game, Atlantic Division leading Buffalo hosts Arizona. And the Toronto Raptors will host the Orlando Magic tonight after coming off a strong win against the Chicago Bulls. The Raptors will be looking to win back-to-back games this season. They currently have a 2-1 record so far in the young season, and Orlando is 1-1 and coming off a 103-99 loss at Atlanta. Game time starts at 7:30 tonight. The Loyalist Lancers men's basketball team won their first 2 home games this season Friday and Saturday, bringing their season wins to 3 with no losses. Friday, the Lancers played the Georgian Grizzlies, winning 107-71. The Lancers took the lead early, finishing the first period 15 points ahead. The Lancers continued that game, staying at the top with 7 players scoring in the double digits by the end of the game. The Lancers continued their win streak Saturday when they hosted the Centennial Colts, winning that match 103-85. The Lancers will be taking on the Seneca Sting in Toronto Friday, where they will try to bring their streak to 4. And the Belleville Senators eked out a 4-3 win over the Providence Bruins last night. The Sens play next Friday against the Toronto Marlies. And the early underdog Houston Astros now lead the World Series going into Game 6. Chuck Severson has more.
Breaking the 2-each status, this Astros hit in Washington's Sunday night, top of the ninth inning.
Now the 3-1. And Springer hits it in the air, deep to left field, and you can kiss it goodbye. A 2-run home run for George Springer, and a 7-1 lead for the Astros.
That on KBME sealed the final score, Nationals manager Dave Martinez.
Hey, look, we had our backs against the wall all year long. Nobody thought we were going to be here. We're here playing Game 6 of the World Series, so we're going to fight. We're going to finish this thing.
Game 6 in Houston Tuesday night. Chuck Sievertson, ABC Sports.
And Bianca Andreescu says her back friggin' hurts after the Canadian teen suffered a 3-set loss to Simona Halep at the WTA Finals in Shenzhen, China. Andreescu missed a game point chance in the second set, then struggled through this after having her back looked at. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And the forecast for Belleville tonight, a few clouds, fog patches developing after midnight and a low of 6. Looking on ahead to tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, fog patches dissipating in the morning and a high of 16. At 4:08, it's 14 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sarah Cook. QNET News on 91X next at 5 o'clock.